Shall we bow our head for prayer? Our righteous and eternal Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful morning, O God. Indeed, this is a day that you have made, and you want us, Lord, to rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We thank you for making it possible, God, for us to see today. Thank you for your goodness, O God, in the week that is past, O God. Thank you for all things that you've done for us, journey mercies for those that travel. Thank you for deliverances, O God. Thank you for being our very present help when we needed you the most, O God. Thank you for making ways where there seems to be no way. We thank you for workers. We thank you for business people. We thank you for school children, O God. Every one of us, your grace and your watchful eye upon us, Father. We say, blessed be your name. We have submitted ourselves this morning, O God. Just as we are without one plea, we pray that you be gracious to us, O God. May your blood atone for each and every one of us. May nothing stand between us and you this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us in this Sunday school class, O God. I'm also depending on you. I pray, Father, that you help me, Lord, to be a channel of blessing to your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. All of your servants, O God, that are away, we pray for the associate pastor, we pray for our teacher. May your grace also stand by them this morning. The services of the day in your hand, Lord, take absolute preeminence. Be with the Sunday school superintendent. Be with the rest of the teachers in the other classes, O God. At the end of the class, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you, and good morning, church. You're welcome to Sunday school once again. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Romans. Romans and chapter 12. We'll take the first two verses, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. All right. Said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Okay, let me just read it through before I begin to make my comment. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, that's where we want to put emphasis this morning. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can please be seated. God bless you. And welcome to church once again. Yeah, that's falling my lot to take Sunday school. I know it may look very strange to some people. Also, to me, it's strange. I just pray that God will help me to be a good teacher this morning. Amen. So the text that we want to take this morning before us is Power of Transformation. Amen. The Power of Transformation. Sorry, I don't know, Bro Joel, do you have the stages of life? Are you connected to the internet? Okay, you are not. Okay, let me just give a illustration here. God bless you. Yeah, so this is Sunday school. We do it like we're in the school. I want to take everybody like we're in kindergarten. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yeah, so the prophet preached this message, which is titled The Power of Transformation. And just for us to get to the context, is why I put these stages that we put on the board. I believe... For those that are educated among us and those that went to school, they will understand what I put. but so that we carry everybody along and we are not speaking English. Amen. Now, Brother Brown said, what is it to be transformed? From that message, the power of transformation, if you can get it, you can get paragraph 44. Brother Brown said, to be transformed, it means to be changed. Amen. And make something different. Are we there? Now, I will bring us back to the book of Romans where we have read. But just for us to go gradually, we are not in a rush. God help us, we have another time, we continue. Transformation means what? To be changed. Change from what you were or what you used to be to something else. Now, science made us understand that these four things I wrote here are the stages of life. Amen. Which they call life cycle. And that for every being, whether human, animal, or whatever that is living, they have to go through this stage before they get to this final point, which are the line, adult stage. You start from the egg level. You cannot remain at that level. If you remain at that level forever, it die. And there is no more me, there is no more you. Now, progression continues from the egg is transferred to something that the science called a larva. Of course, you cannot appreciate human being if it's at that form. Well, this is adult class. If you look at some of our pregnant women now, we have medical people here. I don't want to embarrass them. I would have said they should stand. So if you look at their pregnancy, for those that their pregnancy might be at the early age, if we put our scan, we are an adult class, so I speak, I'm speaking as though I'm speaking to adult. So when we put it, we scan. At that stage, whatever is in that tummy, if we say we should bring it out, the mother will say, no, I don't want it. Because it might look like a lizard. You will see tail. You will see. You might not understand what you are looking at, but medical people will understand that they can tell the mother that your baby is doing fine. It shows that what? Something is taking place. Is that so? But before it got to that stage of being a lizard, it was a seed, right? It started from just a small seed. And when that seed came, they were in their millions. But only one went to eat the egg and it got fertilized. And it started transforming. Is that so? From the semen, it gravitated to becoming something like a lizard. It did not remain a lizard. Later, if you go and check at 4 months, 5 months, you begin to see it has two hands. It still has body. You can still see a tail. If we say we should bring it out, our sister will say, no, I don't want that. It's not looking like a human being. Is that so? Yeah. Something is taking place. The child is what? Going through a stage of transformation. Why didn't God? Now, let us look at the wisdom of God. Why was it not that at the first day when you and your husband met, or you and your wife as brother, why was it not at that day God said, okay, you can have your child. You have conceived, then take your child out. But because he was trying to also get a picture to us, are we there now? That we must go through certain stages before we get to maturity. Are we there? And that is how children are being born. They go like that, until they get to 7 months when the child is fully ready or grown, if I will put it that way. But science still made us understand that it is still best to leave the child to have other features on the body like the hair and every other part to come out very fine. And that's why they advise at 9 months, at the most sometimes 10 months for some women. But we know for some child, at 7 months they want to go out. And for some women, they can't carry their pregnancy. That's why they have to go through, you know, cesarean, as we know. And when the child is even still brought out, it's being placed somewhere. Because they must observe that it has gotten to the final stage where he looked like a full-grown human being. Amen. Now, those are the stages that science made us understand. Now, the prophet told us, he said, in that message, transformation, to be transformed means to be changed and make something different. Now, let's come back to our text now. Apostle Paul was telling these people, verse 2, he said, and be not conformed to what? This world. This world, there is a way the people of this world behave. There is a way they act. There is a way they think. Are we there? Now, can you give me Proverbs 23, verse 7? We are eating somewhere this morning, and I pray God help us. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. Can we all see the board? Please, I want it to be a participatory class. Because I might ask you a question. Yeah. I've asked you a question. Our style differ. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? As a man do what? In his heart, so is what? Give me Matthew chapter 12 or Joel, verse 34. Matthew 12, 34. So the way I am thinking now, whatever you are seeing, it is a result of my thoughts. Do you believe that? That's why the prophet will always say, whatever you want to be 5 years, whatever you want to be 10 years, start thinking of it now. Are we there? And I will tell us, the prophet did not just say that. The one that sent us there, who is God Almighty, he also gave us that kind of picture. Whatever you are seeing today in this world, it was out of the thought of God. Amen. Now, Matthew told us, he said, okay, John was speaking, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? Now, this is where I'm going to. For out of what? The abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? So, if you hear somebody say, we need that one. There are many things he was thinking about you. Please keep it virtual. Because the Bible says, out of what? Abundance of what? The heart. His mouth only mentioned one. So, if he had opportunity, he can kill that kind of a person. Come back to Romans 12:2. He said, be not conformed to what? This world. Remember when John was speaking to those people in the book of John there? He said, ye generation of what? Vipers. So we are different from the people that we stay with. You believe that? I believe we believe that. And he went further. He said, but be what? Transform. That is what? That is what? You are changed. You are no more in Nigeria. Are you there? You are no more a Yoruba man. You are no more a Igbo man. That is why we say it that way. You don't think like a Yoruba man. They say, as a Yoruba man, our culture say a Yoruba man must not go and cook for his wife. Who say that? I know where I'm going. I'm going somewhere. We will kill that devil today. Be transformed by what? The renewing of what? Your mind. All of us, we need to think different. You know, we started that this year. Baba said, in the message, shalom, because of this time. But I know Roger can flash it very quick. Message, shalom, I think it's paragraph. If I can get it quickly now, just bear with me. Let me get it. Shalom, paragraph 26. I don't know if you can get it. Baba said, this year, when he prayed that message, he said, I want you not to think the way you have been thinking. How many of us can remember? That was how we started. But Bible said, I want you to think differently. Yeah, he said, now today, as we face the new year, are you there? He said, I want to think not like what? Are we there? Not like what? The past. But I want to do what? Look to the future. But Joseph, are you introducing a new doctrine? No, sir. Whatever I say, I will give you reference in the word. Yeah, because we have a way some of us are thinking that is against the word of God. This is our perfect blueprint. Whatever I'm saying today, I will show you in the Bible. I'm not bringing any strange thing. So, if you as a husband, you look at your wife and you think that your wife does not need a support, you need to come back to the word of God, because you are not following the blueprint well. The blueprint says, as a husband, love your wife. And when we look at that love, we can bring out so many things that this time will not be enough. May God help us. But this morning, I want us to just focus on that power of the mind. The prophet took that message, power of transformation. And I illustrated this. But I want to focus more on our mind. That whatever you have, whoever you are, it starts from your mind. Are we there? The way we are thinking, the way we see things, the way we view things. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now from the message, bear with me. Now the word became flesh, preached 1954, October 03 in the morning. Now Brother Bram said, paragraph 175. He said, when Jesus, no wonder when he come off the earth that night, and he looked on that tree for food, and there was no food on the tree. He said, no man eateth from thee. Do we remember that? And he went on away, and the next day coming back, what happened? The tree had withered. Now, God's mind. Are we there? God's mind, in his mind. The mind that in the beginning, that was a thought. Are you there? And before it was a word that expressed Jesus Christ, the same one was expressing that word back again. Now, every word in the Bible is God's thought. You believe that? Of course, this is not my word. This is the prophet's word. Every word of God is, every word in the Bible is what? God's thought. Now, let's come back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. But Bible said this word, and I believe, especially for educated people, if you go read, before there was an Eden, but Bible said this word was in chaos. You can just imagine in your mind. That's the only best thing that you can do. Imagine that the sky was under, and water was up, and the sand was this side, and stone was in another side. Everything was scattered. Yeah. Then God began to form it. But before he began to form it, it was in his mind. Can we see creative power in play? No wonder Brother Bram said that you are amateur God. That as you are sitting down, Brother Mike, you can begin to devise that, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go to Aerodrome. And I'm looking at this so-so apartment. I don't like it this way. I want it this way. I'm going to buy it. You believe that? No, that's how it just works. I mean, I'm not preaching psychology to you. I'm preaching the word of God. Because our God, Jehovah, he started creating this world from his mind. It was a thought. We just read it. Every word in the Bible started as a thought. You believe that? Then, if it started as a thought, God said, let there be light. How come did Benjamin Franklin started this? He looked at darkness. There must be something. Then he began to join wires. If you are a message student, Brother said he was carrying wire. He tried it maybe 10 times, 100 times. He failed. Did he not fail? But he didn't quit trying. He kept trying until electricity came. It started from a thought. Bill Gates, that you see today, that formed Microsoft, it started from a thought. He didn't stop there. He advanced. And that's why Microsoft today, you have advanced users. If you are at the level of 2012, I tell you, people have passed that level. Yeah. They can just do something like this. For those of us that are familiar with Microsoft packages, If you stay at that level of, I can edit your document, change your name, you become, you are no more the author of that document. It becomes my document. Yeah, that's to tell you how science have advanced. But it started as a thought in a mind. Now somebody is looking. If I am sending a document, maybe to my dear brother, Brother Solomon, and I know that somebody can attack that document on the way, I need to do something. Is it not thought? Then you begin to have cybersecurity people. It started from a thought. I tell you, we need to wake up this morning. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can be a millionaire, my sister. It's even less. I was joking with my wife this morning when I was rejoicing this sermon. She said, did somebody give you 2 million? I said, no. I said, you have think me less. You didn't say 100 million. I said, 2 million is so small. Yeah. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I tell you, I'm not thinking the level of 1 million. I'm not proud, but that is just the truth. I'm telling you, I don't think in that level. If somebody wants to bless me, and I'm praying to God, let it start from a very good song. And as you believe it, that is how it works for you. May God help us. Now, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is physical. I use that to attract us. Now, when we start this Christian journey, as prophet said, we are trusting God for Holy Ghost baptism. Is that not so? The prophet will always say, he said, the problem is not with God. Are you there? He said, the problem is with what? It's with me. Then, if the problem is with me, Ibitowa Anio. Because Satan was telling me that I told a lie yesterday. Therefore, I'm not qualified to have the Holy Ghost. Is that not true? Tell him that Jesus paid the price. I cannot remain here, Satan. That sister that I told the lie to, I will go and confess it. Holy Ghost is for me. When you begin to think that way, you just watch it. You will have a testimony. Amen. But when you begin to look that, okay, no. The Holy Ghost is for pastor. Yeah. Some people think like that. Or if rapture should take place now, it's okay. If we look in this church, since they say it doesn't, maybe pastor. The person that is even doing that does not count himself. But why? It shows us the way that we are thinking. Give us romance again. He said, but be what? Be transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. So many things to read, but I don't want to read because of this time. The bell will go off now. Be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, if God has made a provision for us to advance in our mind, not only in our mind, in our life physically, and he showed us a perfect example. Is that not so? By who? His son, Jesus Christ. The Bible told us that Jesus grew in what? Stature. And what? Wisdom. Amen. That is the same thing he's expecting of you and I. Now, Barabbas said, right from the beginning, it was God's thought. Everything that you see today is his perfect thought. Even me that you see today, I was in his thought. Everything I'm doing today is a thought of God expressed. Anything that you see yourself doing is a thought of God expressed. And it shows that there's just so many allowance for us. But it depends on how we are taking God. Now, I don't blame whoever is at this level. Are we there? There's another thing. May God help us. Because the person at this level, he can never think the way the person here is. Whether you like it or not, it can never think that way. And this is our condition. The person that is at this level cannot think this way. If the person that is here is trying to bring himself here, you are just making a fool of yourself. Why not advance? If you have been praying 5 minutes, like we were saying last week, I can see some people are sleeping. This is just 9 o'clock. It is also a reason of your thoughts. Yeah! tell you that you cannot stay awake throughout the service? Some of us, like I used to say, some of us, we walk throughout the night. Somebody like me, I traveled yesterday, I came back, I still work this morning, I still had to fix flight for people. They had a mixed flight, and I'm still here preaching in church. I'm not trying to justify myself, I'm just telling you, it's the way we think. Who tell you that you cannot multitask? That is why we are being shortchanged in many ways. May God have mercy upon us. So like I was saying, the person at this level, of course, you bring yourself here, you are just making a fool of yourself. As somebody that is here, there is nothing that they can do except they graduate to see what the next level have. And that is our condition. May God help us in Jesus' name. That is why we come to church. There is power in transformation. But as the prophet said, it depends on you. It depends on me. Am I willing to be changed? Am I willing to be transformed? Am I willing to be delivered? Am I willing to be set free? May God help us in Jesus' name. Look at the people in Genesis 11. Is it 11 or 12? The Tower of Babel. The Bible said it was a thought that they had. Am I correct? In their mind, they say, if we can put up something, a tower, that when we are in trouble, we can just run up to heaven. The structure was not physically on ground. They started imagining it in their hearts. And they began to look, how are we going to do it? Now look at it. They said, go to, let us do what? Let us build us a what? City and a tower. Whose top may reach unto the heaven. And let us do what? Make us a name. That was where they missed it. What is your ambition? What is your aspiration? Is there God in your ambition? Or it is just you alone? Let us make us a name. That is why, check it, many business crumble. Yeah. I'm speaking to individuals. I'm speaking to whichever way you want to take it, so take it. If you want to take it for any walk of your life, take it. Check it. That is why many business crumble. You want to make a name. But how? What is the motive? Is it to be better than the next fellow and run him out of business? I tell you, if that's your thought, you will fail. Everybody has his place. Let me give us another thing. Like I said, I'm not preaching psychology. Nigeria has a population of how many million? 200 million, if I'm correct. Is that so? May God help us. Now, for a man that will always say, I am poor. I know that's a hard place I'm getting before this bell go. God help us, will come back. I am poor. He said, but Joseph, just leave this thing. No, I will not leave it alone. The poor that the Bible was talking about, like I used to tell some people, if we interpret Bible the way it describes those things, it's not some that we're having. The poor is not like you going to be begging people and sassing people. If you get poor, maybe circumstances put you in that condition. You are doing something, but not that you just relax and you are just satisfied and say, oh, I'm poor. Before you know, Satan began to work on that. You are poor, I tell you, you will remain poor and you will die poor. You say, are you cursing us? I'm not cursing you, but that's just the fact. That's the reality of life. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so your heart is telling you, you are poor. I cannot take care of my family. But why didn't you remind your mind that a man that cannot take care of his house is what? Keep that one also in your mind. A check on my ring. When it begins to ring, you see that they'll become a battle. Then you will be forced to go and look for food for your house. I tell you, I am 100% against that demon that is irresponsible, especially among we brothers. Every spirit of irresponsibility among brothers must die in this church. A man that is not responsible to take care of his house, I say it again, is worse than an infidel. See the Bible. In case you don't understand what it is, you will not have respect by your wife. Let me help you, brother. You will not have respect from your children. If it means you to go and cut grass, to put food on the table, I tell you, you better go and do it. You say, you have turned into preaching. Yeah, because I'm not a teacher. Bear with me. But I'm just opening our hearts so that we think differently. Apostle Paul said, be what? Be transformed. By the renewing of what? Your mind. That's the only way that you can be changed. How can a man be changed? It's when his mind is what? Renewed. It's not thinking different. It becomes a brand new Joseph. Who tell you? When I was young, when we were in school, we set it, sometimes we put it in our wall. This semester, I want to have A in this subject. I want to have B in this subject. I want, bro, Joel, you know they work like that. It worked for me. That is why some of us came out with first class and very strong 2-1. Are we magician? No! It was the way we were thinking. There were also some that were thinking that they cannot make it. That was why they drop out. Why is it that in a house, people are not the same? It's because we are thinking differently. Our mind has not been renewed. It is still the same old brother you are seeing. That is why you hear somebody spend so number of years in the church and you begin to wonder, brother, all these messages and things that we have been preaching, see, the bell has gone. Is it that you don't hear what we are saying? The reason is that his mind has not been renewed. And that is why he cannot be changed. That is why I say you cannot graduate from that level to the next until something takes place. If the child, as the prophet said, when the child comes out of the womb and he was crawling, if the child say, I want to crawl all the rest of my life, the mother will be worried. Is that not so? But because why? Nature said, no, you cannot be crawling again. You must walk. And that's why you see the child, he begins to rise. When he rises, he falls. He rises, he falls. He begins to hold support. He's teaching us something. But some of us don't learn. That's why I say, brother, go and look for work. May God help us. And does it mean that sisters also should be lazy? No. I don't support that. Support your family. Find something to do also as a sister and take care of your home. Respect your husband. It starts from our mind. Who tell you that you cannot have a successful marriage? It starts from the renewing of your mind. That is the only way you can be different from your neighbor. If your mind is not changed by God, you can never be transformed physically, both spiritually, physically, financially. I tell you this message, apply it every area of your life. May God help us. It starts from our mind. Therefore, it shows there is power in our mind. If Jesus Christ could create this world from a thought in his mind, he said, let there be, and there was. Let there be, and there was. I showed us the Tower of Babel. They were thinking it. Now, let me move further. If you are sick this morning, anything that you need from God, I tell you, it starts from your mind. Look at that woman with the issue of blood. Has she ever met Jesus before she got her healing? No. What was she only doing? She only heard of testimonies of wonderful things that the Lord had been doing. Are you there this morning? I tell you, with your mind, you can stop sickness. Bro Joseph, what are you saying? Are you preaching psychology? No! Faith! Proverbs say it has to start from mental faith before it goes to what? The heart faith. May God help us. It has, you can't stop it. When the doctor say, this sickness is for you, you say, no, it is not for me. The woman in her mind before the bell goes now, she said, if I can see the master and I just touch, it was in her mind. She didn't say it. Did she say it with her mouth?
She only thought it in her mind.
Although we have a scripture that says, out of the abundance of the mouth, acts, the mouth speak. This woman was only thinking in her mind, if I can bear touch, I know that I'm well. May God help us. God helping us, we'll come back to it another time. Think of it. Not just that you have had a wonderful sermon, but it's for us to apply it to our life. You need a renewing of your mind. Every one of us, I need that too. Husband, you need that. Wife, you need that. Why we bow our head and we request the evangelist to pray for us.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we have come to your house this morning, the house of correction, where judgment goes forth unto your people. Thank you very much, because we are not here by ourselves. You bid us to come, and we are not here by accident. Every soul that you see here this morning, right from the beginning of the Sunday school to the end of it, this is not the first time we are hearing this sermon, but it has come in another dimension this morning by the grace of God given to your servants. We pray that you be merciful unto us. Be gracious unto us. May we not be dull of understanding. May you grant unto each and everyone the spirit of revelation, that we don't just come just for hearing's sake, Lord. May this word of God mix with the faith of God in our heart. May the mind that was in Christ be in each and every one, Lord. We know it shall be so, because this is your plan and your program. Blessed be your name. Replenish your servant of the virtue that has gone forth out of him. Lord, may you lift up, O Lord, the whole of his ministry. Help us in the further service ahead of us. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, Lord. Prepare us for more of the blessings you have in store for us. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.